Now, Meha, what does she know about business? The next time I want to know when to giggle at a party, I'll go and ask her. Nowadays, young girls, even in Japan, are accustomed to jumping up from the table and shouting at their mothers, but in my day, we bowed and said, "Yes, ma'am," and apologized for having been troublesome, and that's exactly how I responded. "Leave the business decisions to me," Mother went on. "Only a fool would pass up an offer like the one Nobu Toshikazu has made." My heart nearly stopped when I heard this. I suppose it was obvious that Nobu would one day propose himself as my Dana. After all, he'd made an offer for my Mizuage several years earlier, and since then had certainly asked for my company more frequently than any other man. I can't pretend I hadn't thought of this possibility, but that isn't to say I'd ever believed it was the course my life would really take. On the day I first met Nobu at the sumo tournament, my almanac reading had been, "A balance of good and bad can open the door to destiny." Nearly every day since, I'd thought of it in one way or another, good and bad. Well, it was Mameha and Hatsumomo, it was my adoption by Mother and the Mizuage that had brought it about, and of course it was the chairman and Nobu. I don't mean to suggest I disliked Nobu, quite the opposite, but to become his mistress would have closed off my life from the chairman forever. Mother must have noticed something of the shock I felt at hearing her words, or in any case she wasn't pleased at my reaction, but before she could respond, we heard a noise in the hallway outside like someone suppressing a cough, and in a moment, Hatsumomo stepped into the open doorway. She was holding a bowl of rice, which was very rude of her. She never should have walked away from the table with it. When she'd swallowed, she let out a laugh. "Mother," she said, "are you trying to make me choke?" Apparently, she'd been listening to our conversation while she ate her lunch. "So the famous Sayuri is going to have Nobu Toshikazu as her Dana," she went on. "Isn't that sweet?" "If you've come here to say something useful, then say it," Mother told her.
"Yes, I have," Hatsumomo said gravely, and she came and knelt at the table. "Sayuri-san, you may not realize it, but one of the things that goes on between a geisha and her Dana can cause the geisha to become pregnant. Do you understand? And a man will become very upset if his mistress gives birth to another man's child. In your case, you must be especially careful, because Nobu will know at once if the child should happen to have two arms like the rest of us, that it can't possibly be his." Hatsumomo thought her little joke was very funny. "Perhaps you should cut off one of your arms, Hatsumomo," said Mother, "if it will make you as successful as Nobu Toshikazu has been."
"And probably it would help, too, if my face looked like this," she said, smiling, and picked up her rice bowl so we could see what was in it. She was eating rice mixed with red adzuki beans, and in a sickening way, it did look like blistered skin.